This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. Southeast Alaska tribes are loudly protesting the Trump administration's move to strip the Tongass National Forest of roadless rule protections. As Jacob Resnick reports, the tribes say their input was ignored by the U.S. Forest Service.
The rule restricts, though does not prohibit, road building and resource development on some national forest lands. Critics say that locks up natural resources. But to change it, the federal government is required to consult with tribal governments. And it did. 9 Southeast Alaska tribes in all, whose traditional homelands are now part of the country's largest national forest.
The Tongass, which we sit in the middle of, is part and parcel of being Tlingit. We are a people of the land.
Bob Starbard is administrator of Huna Indian Association. When the federal government started their consultation, the tribe was the first to sign on as a cooperating agency. And he says at first, it seemed like the Forest Service was listening.
It became clear at the very end, however, that the game had already been fixed.
By that, he means the meetings, hearings, and public comment periods dominated by Alaskans in favor of keeping the rule intact didn't move the agency. It recommended lifting the rule completely and is expected to make it official before the end of the month.
It's just another broken promises to tribes, as far as we're concerned.
The 9 tribes said as much in an October 13th letter to the Trump administration. The 3-page letter is unequivocal, with one sentence in boldface: "We refuse to endow legitimacy upon a process that has disregarded our input at every turn."
For National Native News, I'm Jacob Resnick in Juneau, Alaska.
In North Dakota, the Standing Rock Sioux and other tribes are once again trying to stop the flow of oil in the Dakota Access Pipeline. The Bismarck Tribune reported the tribes were successful earlier this year when a U.S. district judge ordered the pipeline closed down until the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers conducted a more extensive environmental review. But an appeals court overturned that order in August. The tribes are asking the judge to clarify his ruling to satisfy the appeals court and once again order the pipeline to stop operating. The tribes argue that the pipeline threatens their water supply. The Corps of Engineers wrapped up a public meeting last week on the environmental study it was ordered to conduct. The study will gauge whether the agency must reissue an easement for the pipeline's Missouri River crossing in a reservoir near the Standing Rock Reservation. The deadline for comments on the environmental study is October 26th. But the Standing Rock Sioux filed a request to extend the deadline. The Corps and the pipeline's operator, Energy Transfer Partners, have until November 20th to file a response. In Michigan, the Bay Mills Indian community submitted formal comments as part of ongoing efforts to stop a pipeline tunnel underneath the Straits of Mackinac, connecting Lakes Michigan and Huron. WPBN reports the tribe sees the pipeline by energy giant Enbridge as an existential threat to treaty rights and an environmental danger to 3 of the 5 Great Lakes. It's asking the state to reject the company's permits under the Clean Water Act and Michigan's Natural Resources and Protection Act. An administrative law judge in August granted the Bay Mills Indian community the right to intervene in the pipeline fight. It's the first time a tribal nation has intervened in a proceeding before the Michigan Public Service Commission. In Colombia, thousands of indigenous people converged on the country's capital, Bogota, after traveling hundreds of miles to demand a meeting with President Iván Duque. The BBC reports he refused to meet with them. They're seeking an end to the violence escalating in their territories and consultation on major development projects. The southern part of the country has a large indigenous population and has seen at least 42 massacres this year, according to the United Nations. Activists say indigenous leaders are being systematically killed. The protests are planning to join a national strike on Wednesday. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska. As an American Indian or Alaska Native, you help elders, young people, and Native businesses when you exercise your right to vote November 3rd. Your vote makes a difference in Washington, D.C. and at home. Go to nativenews.net for more information. Brought to you by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.